Fota Wildlife Park in Cork has been hit by a cyber attack, and customers have been warned that their financial information may have been compromised. Users have been told they may need to cancel credit or debit cards used to make payments on the park's website during the summer. Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, Ralph Regal, is with us. What's happened, Ralph?
Yeah, it's quite a serious matter, and it basically refers to transactions that happened between the 12th of May and the 27th of August this year. Now, the breach of the compromise is so serious that customers have been urged to consider cancelling both their debit cards and credit cards if they were used for transactions during that period. Now, we don't know precisely when the hack occurred. We don't know the nature of the hack. It is strongly suspected, and there are indications that it occurred from overseas, but the illegal activity came to the attention of the Fota Wildlife Park officials over recent days, and they took immediate steps to try and address it.
So this is anybody who used their card to pay for tickets at Fota Wildlife Park between May and August. Does that include people who used their card while they were at the park as well?
No, if it involved an online transaction, we believe it does, yes.
Okay.
In terms of
that's booking tickets
purchases
then, yes.
In the park, no, that's not believed to be part of it. But certainly if you book tickets online. Now, the actual website has been taken offline. Fota have gone to outside cybersecurity experts for support during this period. They've also notified the Data Protection Commissioner, and Gardaí are investigating what happened. We don't know if there have been any personal accounts that have had suspicious transactions on them. Certainly people have been urged to check all of their financial records since the 12th of May, but this is being treated as a very, very serious matter.
What about booking now?
Yeah, no, the park is operating as normal, but there are in terms of the actual website, it has been taken offline. So all bookings that were made are being honoured, and if people want to attend the park, they certainly are able to do so.
Okay, Ralph, thank you for that. That's Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent.